Molestation is ruining a child's life forever. It will ruin the child's future relationships. It will be hard for them to have sexual relationships with their mate.
I'm not disagreeing with that, ma'am. I'm not disagreeing with that, ma'am.
Well, then it is serious, and it seems that it's not being taken seriously. And you made the comment, a child has his entire life to get over a molestation.
Well, what I'm saying is, if a guy walks up to me
and
says...
That's exactly what a child is going to need their entire life. How can you go...
That's a good point. This is something that lasts...
But it's not okay. Because why should a child...
Listen, I want you to listen very carefully to this tape. This is from the demonstration of the other day.
Like a fairy to me.
Now, you heard that.
Absolutely.
Guy calls me a fairy and all this
Absolutely.
Nonsense.
Absolutely. And guess what? If the child that was molested could express himself, I bet you he would call that molester a queer and a fag.
No, well, Jay was called
but
that.
But the poor child can't even probably express himself. That is not fair.
I want to ask a question here,
Jay. Speaking out for those hurt children that have been molested.
Well,
who is going to cry and speak out for the hurt child?
Listen to this. Isabella, listen to this. I'm trying to get these people to clear off the street. Here's the tape from
August 3rd.
August 3rd. Off of the child.
Right, you heard that. I've been called a rump ranger. I've been called a queer.
I hear the screaming. I hear the screaming.
All right, so what I'm trying to say is this. You know, I don't want children to get molested, but I got to tell you something right now. A man called me a rump ranger. That stings.
But you know
it
what?
It stings down deep.
Who was there to scream at the man when he was molesting the children?
Yeah,
the
good
children
point.
The children needed somebody to scream out for them, so these people
right.
are upset. And I would not go offer a molester tea, coffee, or anything.
Even if you're
putting my children in danger.
Let me ask you this, Isabella. This is a good question, and you're an intelligent woman. What do you love? What do you love in this world? What is an interest that you have? Do you love the dance? Do you love the film? What are the things that gives you?
You know
great...
what I love? I love happiness. I love.
No, just for the sake of our conversation, tell me something specific that you enjoy. Do you have a hobby of some kind? Do you go to school? Do you study history? Do you study...
You know what I do? I work out. I rollerblade.
All right, okay. Let's say you meet a guy, and he's ripped, he's fit, good-looking guy, nice guy, love to rollerblade, dances great. Turns out he touched a kid. Are you going to just blow the guy off? What if what if he's got a nice car?
What are you talking about if he's got a nice car?
A person like that, it doesn't matter about the car. It doesn't matter what he likes. He is capable of ruining
All right.
and
Listen to this. Listen to this.
All right, moving along, Tinkerbell.
Let me ask
right
you
here.
A question, Jay.
Yes,
Do you put a price on someone's life? Do you put a price on someone's happiness? That can be neither bought nor sold.
How am I supposed to feel when a guy walks up to me, call me Tinkerbell, tell me move along? I don't even have blonde hair like a Tinkerbell or none of that. Guy tells me Tinkerbell.
You know why they called you Tinkerbell? Because you are taking up for a child molester.
Right, exactly, man. They just want you to move along.
Well, it's an illegal gathering in the street, and it's my job as law enforcement to move along.
You're wearing a blue armband, dude. It's a volunteer police agency.
All right, that stings. That stings, what you just said.
But someone should be understanding of the child. This child's relationships in the future is going to be ruined.
All right, listen.
Their sexual life is going to be ruined.
Isabella.
Because if somebody was so greedy, they could not even go to another adult and get their consent, they had to prey on someone who is defenseless.
I have no mercy for that person. Well,
no
you know,
mercy.
And then the other thing, too, that you want to keep in mind, Isabella, is if there'd been a girl, you put out a little bit more.
Will you get out of here with that stupid thinking?
What?
If a girl had put out more.
That's
you mental
awful.
Case.
Like, can I call me
Jay, Tinkerbell? Can I ask you something?
Can I call me Tinkerbell?
Jay, can I ask you something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 11.
Okay, was the girl older than you?
Yes, ma'am. She was 30.
Okay, well, now I understand why you were taken up for a molester.
No kidding.
My case is closed. My case is closed, Phil.
Wait a minute. She can't get away with that.
No, she just nailed you, man.
She just slammed you.
She got the big beat down on you.
Now, hold on. I get the last word.
No, she beat you down with that one, man. All right, thanks a lot, Isabella.
Wait, I want to get the last word.